All right. Congratulations. You made it to part three. You totally get an A+ for attention span. So this is the final part. As I'm editing, I completely forgot this last half. So it's still chock full of knowledge. Great stuff. Here it is. Margo, as usual. Remember, rate, review on Apple, share this, tweet at me any questions, comments, concerns. I have a speak pipe if you want to talk to me. I can actually reply to you via voicemail, email. Yeah, that should be about everything. Here we go. Let's do it. Yay, that was super awkward. So actually, the only reason he brought it up is because of my story with Big Pharma and being misdiagnosed, and a lot of his students have been in similar situations. And I told him, like, I have no problem talking about that, but that's not my goal kind of thing. That's not, I want to essentially, you just talked on it, and that's what I wanted to get your take. So what makes me happy is this, is having a conversation with someone genuine, not even worried about time, just truly getting the meat of it. So that truly is mm-hmm. what makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, it should also be tightly connected to your business. I don't see any way how that podcast can be connected to your business while talking about failures and then trading. It's like mixed messages, not connected to each other.
It is.
And unless your podcast brings you value and money over time, I can guarantee you will quit it within 2 years. So in order for the podcast to be successful, you should connect the messages like I explained to you today in this mm-hmm. episode, like how the trading can be connected to entrepreneurship. You should connect to that and you should start promoting your services because that's what will bring consistency. You can see millionaires and billionaires who are sharing, creating ads on their podcast. It's not because they have a lack of money. No, absolutely not. But
it just makes
them, countable, responsible, because they, take all these ads and they have to issue episodes because everybody struggles with procrastination. So, yes. I don't know a single person, and you don't know either, right? Who doesn't have it over time?
Who procrastinates? No, that's everyone. It's actually the funny part. I joke with, it was one of my coworkers before the lockdowns. Mm-hmm. They're like, why do you pay so much money for the gym? I'm like, because literally it hurts my wallet. And if I don't go, that's like $60 gone, which I could have bought two nice to-go meals. So I'm getting right. my money's worth. So it's this probably the same thing for them. It's like, I've paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for a podcast. Well, I better do it now, whether I like it or not.
Exactly. I mean, it's very important. And you should connect this podcast to your business because that's what will make you issue more episodes, more successful episodes, and you will pay more attention. You will treat it as part of your business. It's the same as I do now with content. I was silent for probably 2 years. I just shared my pictures and some random posts and thoughts. And then when I already went out from the shadows because we had this, I was working with Fortune 500 companies. I don't right. want any money. I mean, I'm not interested in massive products and blah, blah, blah. But then I figured that I could write a book. I could create something interesting. And my posts became more valuable. They're more, they're higher quality because I connected it to my business. So what it brings us is my audience is benefiting from me connecting those social media and other profiles to my business because they're getting more high quality posts.
Absolutely. No, I have to agree that your Instagram, like, do you have like a photographer, by the way, or is that all by yourself?
No, I have a photographer.
I was going to say, some of those angles, I'm like, you can't even pull that off of a tripod kind of thing.
No.
Okay.
I have a photographer. We go out. It doesn't matter. It's like we go out like every month. And that one, the last one was made at my home mm-hmm. because I wanted to capture the moment as I, work and stuff like that. and my dogs. But basically, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do that, and I wouldn't care if my social media was not, connected to my business. So that's why you should connect everything to business.
That's actually a really good point of view. I was just thinking about your pictures. I mean, that makes more sense. I'm like, yeah, she has a photographer. Sorry, that was immediately where I first went. But yeah, it's one of those. It's actually, I don't want to deal with social media because of the instant toxic throwing in your face kind of thing. But it's one of those. It's like, I always tell it to people when I, for some reason, don't do it for myself, is do what you're afraid of and then you'll be fine. Cause then what is there to lose? And I sit there and I'm like, yeah, I'm all high and mighty going like, I will help you, but then I won't do it myself.
Well, the thing is, Josh, I can tell you, move into this with the mindset that you're really doing your audience disservice, that you are not sharing and not selling what you can do best, because they want to buy from you. They do. There are people who want to buy from you right now. And there are people whose lives you will change by saying the right words. Not because you're the best guru ever, but because they're more listening to you than they do to Tony Robbins. And they will ever do that. Right?
Yes.
So there are, you know, we all know that we should get up and do some work and be successful and, save some money, trade on the markets and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, yeah, I mean, it's general information. So some people think that they have nothing to share anymore because this information is already in the internet. Well, guess what? It depends on who you're, who is telling you that. Does your mother tell you that, father tell you that, your friend is telling you that, or someone who has been through what you have been and he understands you, or he's just similar to you by energy, and you will listen to him and not all the other people who were telling you the same thing?
So actually, that was the nail in the coffin for me right there. So 4 years ago, it's back when I realized podcasting was going to be a thing, but not everyone knew what it was. But I was scared. I genuinely, now I don't care because I realized I can make money if like the Twitter mobs come and try to take everything away. I realize now I can make money other means. It just sucked. It was labor love killed kind of thing. But that was the crippling fear was opinions. And as you were mentioning earlier, that is still my crippling fear, but I'm getting better at not always taking it in.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, it's just over time you will realize that there are many things that even if you're repeating the same thing as everybody else does, some people will only listen to you. And why you're doing disservice is because you're not offering them to come to you. They cannot reach you. They cannot pay you. They cannot come to you. They cannot reach you, and they will stay in the same on the same stage that they are now. No one else can help these people but you. Really, right. I'm telling you, there is a group of people. Seriously, I'm not kidding.
No, I totally understand.
There is a group of people that even if you put Tony Robbins, Richard Branson, I don't know, Gary Vaynerchuk and Jenna Kutcher in the room, they will not be able to impact them, but you will.
And that's actually the biggest thing. What it was earlier podcast guest I had, I don't remember which one, but they said, it's just the way you say it. Maybe you said exactly the same as someone else who has a similar theme, but it was your tone and your inflection that was all the difference. They're like, so in that sense, they're like, first of all, get over the fact everything's been already done. You're just reshaping it. But they're like, it's just that moment that helps everyone.
You are not selling anything else. Trust me.
Right.
You are not selling anything else because anything else that people make millions of dollars on right now is available for free in the internet. We all know what to do. but we just don't do it.
Right.
You are just selling your tonality and things that you listed right now.
Exactly. And that was the biggest thing where I forgot who, like I said, it's one of the first few. And, but it's just the way they said it. Everything has already been done. Everything under the sun has already been done. They're like, so get over that. And if everyone's saying you're a cheat and a stealer, well, then they probably should look at themselves and what they're posting too. But it was just the way he said it was better. And I'm like, wow, he's right. Like, don't worry about them. Just you be you kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I do believe that even what I'm saying, although I shaped it and named it Content DNA, I do believe that if you will spend enough number of hours online, you will be able to find the parts of it in different books and, you know, different probably articles, different things. The reason why my system works with Fortune 500 companies is I'm talking the language of CEOs.
Yeah.
And they have different energy. You cannot go to them saying, I'm going to change your life right now.
They'll be like, well, shit.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's just, you know, then they won't even pay attention. They will literally go out of Zoom meeting without saying goodbye. I swear, I've done that as a CEO. I've done that as a CEO. Someone started the Zoom meeting with me like, listen, Margo, I'm going to change your life right now. And I was like, bye. This is not me. So this is the only reason why I do business. And there's always a group of people who will resonate with you only and will not resonate with any other person.
Absolutely true. No, that's...
The problem is the only way to attract these people is to define clearly who you are and what you stand for, because otherwise they cannot dream of it.
Right.
Right. Right. So that's what you should start with. You should start with yourself. Really, really sit down and work on your qualities. You need to put that on your paper, not in your mind, on the paper. Look at yourself on the paper. All your qualities, all your beliefs, what you stand for, what you think is wrong with your industry, what you think is wrong with this life.
I got a list.
What you think is wrong with your colleagues. Well, since you know them, it's not like getting personal or something, but which problems do you think they're facing and people similar to them are facing? Because these colleagues is someone you don't want in your business. These are your anti-avatars. Describe them.
No, yeah, it's exactly true. Like, it was probably before we were recording this whole conversation getting a little fuzzy now, what we were talking about and what we weren't, but it's the two ladies that I had on earlier. We had a great chat and I thought it was going well. One of them I realized like halfway through, like the train crashed, but it was it kind of crashed. Let's just keep going kind of thing. Uh-huh. But it's just the way they interface with me. And that's when I realized they're not my audience. They're not my target kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You already met these people, this kind of people. You just need to describe them. Describe your anti-avatar, what you stand for, define yourself. And people who share your ideas will join you. And who don't share, you don't want in your life. Just say no. Everything starts with saying no. Don't be afraid to lose someone. Like, I see you making notes.
Yeah. Well, I was just checking back. Did I write that already?
Yeah, don't forget to lose a big number of clients and potential clients. I mean, we're so good at calculating hypothetical money that we're losing the real one. Yeah. I think that, well, there is a story that recently happened is that the girl who went out from the Wall Street as a trader. She was a trader on Wall Street and she decided to help other people to open their own business. Well, guess what? She didn't have any luck because she she tried to help people who didn't have any money. And when she, started her business from Wall Street, she had $3 million. So this is kind of not, kind of differentiation. She came to me, we had this consultation, and I said, why wouldn't you just help financial guys quit their job, which is really, very frustrating for some people. Some people love it, some people don't, and help them. And she was like, oh, there are very few financial guys. I want to have broader audience. By the time she came to me, she had like 3 clients, I think, over 2 years. Ooh. But, once again, $3 million bucks, and yeah. she has something to live on. So I Googled that there are 6,500,000 people involved in finances right now, and even more those who dropped off. So approximately like 8-9 million people. So she refuses to work with them because she has so many people potentially. But at the same time, she only has 3 clients over 2 years. And so we started the strategy, and guess what? It worked. And so now she is, helping her like-minded people. So my point is this. Many businesses, when they start, they are so afraid to define criteria that will wipe off part of the market that they end up attracting no one.
So, okay, this is actually the biggest thing I've noticed in general for people. Do you think it's just the fear of commitment? They know it's successful, but they don't want to commit because maybe there was that percent chance it wasn't.
I think they're not confident in their product, because if you're confident in your product, you don't care how big your audience is. And if you're not confident in your product, then in this case, you're trying to sell everything to everyone, and hoping that some percentage will still buy, even if it's a crap.
Yeah. No, it's this one podcast I listened to. That's how I figured out how to make everything more streamlined and smooth. But he was telling of a story of this one guy who was doing whatever podcast. He was like targeting like coffee shops kind of thing, like how to get a good latte, what to say. Mm-hmm, and he was saying how that story, he has thousands of listeners for every episode, but no one interacts with his content. He said, now, same person, same concept of a person has a specific, he's like, it's sub-niche to like niche within a niche. He's like, it's specifically chameleon breeding. He's like, are you going to actively look that out? Obviously, he was asking a one-way question. And it was just one of those, I said, no, but he said, this man got the white glove treatment, all his audience by his recommendations, no questions asked, and the price doesn't matter. He's like, so who really is successful here? The one that has maybe 40 listeners an episode, or the one that has thousands that could technically quit? But he's like, who do you want to be? And that's when I realized, silly as it sounds, like the chameleon breeder. Well, not the actually starting a show on that, but it's like I have that tribe, that hardcore group. It doesn't matter how big it is.
Well, that's not quite what I meant.
Interesting. Sorry.
Regarding show, it's different. You should bring out, once again, because it's all about your motivation. If more people will listen to you, you will have more commitment. It's really easy to drop a podcast that has only 40 stable listeners than drop a podcast that has 40,000 listeners a month. So here's the thing. When you shape and list your ideas, there shouldn't be anyone could have them, okay? Mm-hmm. But not everyone would have them.
Okay, I get that.
So once again, coming back to the pastor, okay? Everyone could love pastor, but everyone doesn't like pastor. That's pretty much it. Although we're in the U.S. and everyone loves pasta.
We love our carbs here.
Yeah, we do. But for example, I know that somewhere in the world, they don't. So the same thing, you should, define your thoughts. Like, you agree with someone, you don't agree with someone. You should clearly, when I'm talking about Josh, I should define what he stands for and what he doesn't stand for.
Okay. No, that's actually interesting. There was a podcast I was listening to for a while for weight loss. And anyone could ask me, they're like, what does this guy stand for? And I could say he's all about health, fitness, but also the correct way to diet kind of thing.
You see? And I bet he has a lot of listeners.
Yes. Yeah, no, they're hardcore. At a certain point, he started going on a tangent. So I stepped off the train. But I still, he always has a special spot in my heart because it's like that. I truly, like you said, I can define him. I know who he is without actually meeting him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that got me thinking, by the way, that you can be a chameleon breeder in terms of your product.
Right.
Well, there, try to be narrow down the niche as much as you can. But in terms of podcast, you should be popular.
Yeah, it's that trick of you need views. Well, a good example was like talking about customer avatar for earlier. I actually went to Podcorn and I saw Bragg's apple cider vinegar on there. Yeah. And I was like, wow. It was just immediately the first thing that came to mind. I'm like, but how do I define myself? Kind of thing. And that was the moment I was just thinking as I was sending the message. I'm like, this is that hard question I need to answer whether I like it or not.
Well, you should have opinions on everything.
Yes.
Instant opinions. Change them after a while, but you should be very confident about your opinion. Say, I like it, I don't. Start with your surrounding. I mean, everything is practice. Just look around. And we are usually, up to now, when I share some posts that can be defined as something political, for example, or something like that.
Right.
Because I have this closed Facebook community of mine, and sometimes I kind of slip my opinion into there. And so I get several calls, including from my assistant, saying, Margo, are you sure you want to share this? And I go, yeah, I'm sure. If I have to leave my, I mean, it's nothing like, it's not an opinion that is, violating some rules or something. I'm not that kind of person. Right. But I can and am able to say that I like or don't like some things. So even in that case, my opinion is so strong that I say that if after that I don't have to do business in the US, that's fine. I will do that in Australia, UK. I have the whole world for that. I need to be able to share my opinion. I don't care. And that's pretty much, even if someone does not agree with you, they will appreciate the fact that you have an opinion.
You actually stood your ground when others won't say their opinion.
Kind of, yes. And I also appreciate people with their opinion, if they are not sharing, even if it does not apply to mine. I can fully agree with the fact that you have opinion, mm-hmm. because most people don't. They're like, they're trying to be chameleons, here and there.
Yeah, and we're just trying to blend in. We're not trying to stand out kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that much of standing out. It's more like, that's how I think about it, and I'm not afraid to share it. That's pretty much it. It shouldn't be violence or something like, with some language written. I'm not that kind of person myself. I don't care that much about politics. Absolutely not. because I think that there is no president in the history that built his or her people's lives. Okay? People should build their own lives. The only thing that presidents should do is keep the country safe. You should not be able to go out in the street and be afraid for your life. Now that is something that president does. The rest is up to you. It's your life.
So, but then like the people we were talking about earlier, the sheep that want to be led,
Actually, I had a good analogy for it. I always tell my instructor this because he doesn't believe me. Like, oh, you can't make money trading. Like, screw you. I said, you know, sir, there are two people in this world, the oppressor and the oppressed, kind of thing. And it's really a matter of what side do you perceive you're standing on, but or you're actually on. And he just kind of looks and he's like, well, I don't understand what the context is for this. I'm like, you think Wall Street actually can't make you money? They're a bunch of greedy corporate hedge fund guys. I'm like, no, they have learned a certain skill. Therefore, they're not oppressed by the general people. They're only by their peers. They are judged now. They don't have to care about others' opinions. I said, so the one who cracks the whip might actually just be them. Are you the one receiving the crack or are you the one cracking? And he's like, oh, you know, interesting. Okay. So context with the whole thing you were just saying, it's what side are you on and or what side are you willing to switch to? Knowing there might be certain comforts now you have to give up, but you can maybe eventually get them later.
Yeah, it's a delayed gratification. It's the whole theory of delayed gratification. What are you going to give up right now to gain something, you know, more later? Mm-hmm. But the fact is that, people are, I don't know, it's kind of a deep topic about the mindset of people in general. Maybe it's even good that most people are led by someone. That's evolutionary theory, that we would not be able to be a society if everyone was individual with his own opinion. I think I'm a true believer that the humanity wouldn't survive if everyone was a leader.
I agree. No, I do. It was actually some study. I don't know the quoting for it, but essentially it was the tribal, like the last pyramid of tribal people that never interacted with normal society. Mm-hmm. They just monitored them, kind of. They didn't interfere. And they realized, they said that, like, they truly are a community. There's, but they said there's also a leader. When the leader realizes something's wrong, they all uproot and move somewhere else, kind of thing.
Right.
He's like, so there's even a hierarchy system within the primitive people. He's like, so yeah. He's like, this is not a new problem. This is how we are.
No, it's not a bad thing if the leader is wise and good, because people can focus more on their productive work and not make the decision. And I could tell you that you know, most time of my life, especially at the beginning of my career, I was more than happy to be led by my bosses. And this is probably the most the great thing that happened to me, because I was working. I've been working since I was 15 years old. If I came out and said that, okay, I'm a leader now, I will do everything on my own. Well, guess what? I wouldn't have this wonderful mentors. I wouldn't get an experience. So, at some point, I was, someone was mentoring me. Someone was leading me. And yeah, it was like sometimes good, sometimes bad. I'm not saying it isn't, but the leaders are born and raised that way. The thing right. is that, you know, there is no good and bad in this structure. The only thing is that everyone should be happy with where he or she is. Some people just are led throughout their lives and they complain. I know a lot of waitresses, for example, who live a very happy life, and they're smiling and they're shiny and bright, and they work on the same position for years. And I'm sure that if I will go to them and say that you can change your life today and do this and that, they will say, I don't want to. And there's nothing bad in it. Not yeah. everyone should be an entrepreneur. The other thing is that when the person is working as a waitress, and he or she are miserable, and they're blaming the society. They're shouting at their kids. They are living this awful life, and maybe even getting drunk and sitting at the wheel, and you know, all this stuff. So right. they become dangerous for the society they're living in, because it becomes aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of behavior that should not be in the society. That is different. So it's the same activity, but whether you're happy with that or not, defines your role and your function. That's pretty much it.
Exactly. You know, actually, February of 2020, I still remember this to this day. I was on a night off. I went to a Denny's when they were open 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially the lady's like, oh, you seem like normal. You're not like the common people of like 3 a.m. I'm like, well, I work night shift, so this is my lunchtime. I'm going to get some pancakes kind of thing. but it was so I asked her the same thing. I said, well, why are you working this shift when you could be working at daytime and making more tips kind of mm-hmm. thing? And she's like, I like it because I can be with my kids in the morning and afternoon, sleep the afternoon and work at night. And she's like, it doesn't interfere. She's like, yeah, I don't make as much tips, but I have more freedom. So I'm happy.
Perfection. That is perfection. She chose her kids over money.
Mm-hmm.
That's her choice. And she is happy with that, right?
Very happy.
That's it. Don't offer her to become an entrepreneur. She doesn't want it. She wants to see her kids, and that is what makes her happy. That's pretty much it.
Absolutely. No, and that's what I even told her. I said, well, because I'm working, I'll give you a nicer tip. And I said, but thank you. Thank you for the insight on that. That was one of those. It might have just been offhanded for you, but it means a lot for me.
Yeah. That's very true. You know what, Josh? If you are the person who is conscious and you're ready to observe, you meet many people in your life and you get into many situations that teach you a lot of things that all the coaches in the world will not be able to.
Some of the best situations I've learned was not the one that I never paid for.
Exactly. Exactly. You need to be observant.
Absolutely. So, Margo, we are definitely going to get you back on in the future if you're up for it.
Absolutely. It was a lovely talk, actually.
It was.
I got to know you, and I really love your ideas. Once again, it doesn't matter whether I agree with everything or not, but you do, take your stand, and you have your personality. The only thing is show that to the world more oftenly.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes. And I will.
Thanks to you.
All right. Well, Margo, anything on the way out you'd like to put into the show descriptions or plug?
Well, first of all, you can find me, guys, on LinkedIn. It's Margo White. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
And I would like to actually tell you that regarding your content or business model, The biggest takeout probably of today is that everything comes out from you and of you, and your content can be as unique as your DNA is. The thing is, you need to get people to love you, and the only thing to do to make that happen is to be unique and to love things that make you as a person, shape you as a person, and just state that out. That's pretty much it. I really wish you luck, and have a great rest of the day, and don't forget to share an amazing content with your audience.
Thank you, Margo, and I wish you same. Stay safe and stay well.
Thank you very much, Josh. Talk later then.
Talk later. Bye.
Congratulations, you made it to the end. So since you made it to the end, how was this editing? I did multi-layer tracks and tried to splice them all even. I feel like this was either going to be the best or worst idea. So other than that, wonderful interview with Margo. Definitely going to have to get her on in the future because there was so much we wanted to cover. And we only have so much attention for the day. So stay safe and stay well, everyone. Till next time. Bye. Well, congratulations. You made it to the end. You're an awesome person. Not many make it here. So being the awesome person that you are, can you do me one more awesome favor? Can you rate and review this on whatever podcast services you're using? If you do it on Apple and you leave an actual written review, I have a thing on my website. I will take your written review and post it for all to see. Congratulations, you're permanently sealed on my site. Otherwise, I am trying to do YouTube more and live streaming. I will try to put as many of the YouTube links in the description of the show as I can. So give your boy some extra help over on YouTube. Watch my videos. I just mute it and change the channel, change the window or something. But yeah, that's it. Thank you for being awesome and see you next time.